Welcome to The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Woog, and my friend,
Mrs. Berry.
How are you, Daz?
I'm good. I'm good. I must say I've hit the wall a little bit today. I had a good night's sleep, and so now, of course, I'm wrecked, like I'm shattered. I had another little quick 20-minute kip this morning before I had to take Oscar to gym, and then I had a little kip of an hour and 20 minutes before I had to come over here.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, I went, actually, I should have left at 2, not at 2:30. Oh, well.
Oh, well. I put my head down yesterday. Just a little.
Just for a quick cat nap.
2 hours. Yeah. 2 hours. I woke up and I didn't know what day it was. Oh. I didn't know whether it was dinner time or lunchtime.
Those times when you wake up and you're like,
did I just sleep through the night? Was it like, yeah, it was quite discombobulating.
I had the best dream last night that I was friends with the Dixie Chicks and we were all hanging out together and we were bitching about the rest of their fans and about, you know, and
I was turncoats.
And I was, yeah, yes.
The turncoats. And they're and called yes, the Chicks now.
They are indeed. And I was talking about, you know, when they have fans come up to them and say that they would be better if they sung it like that or if they, you know. It was the best dream. And then I woke up and I wasn't friends with the Chicks. And I was a bit sad.
Oh, darling.
I reckon they'd be awesome to hang out with. Anyway.
Do you want to hear about my week?
Yeah.
Fibroid, fatigue and food.
Yes.
Okay. So when we last left you, I had been gently crotch cammed.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm eating an olive.
They're really good
very,
olives.
Very, very good olive.
And you, so you even put a bowl there to put the seeds in.
Well, I'm not an animal.
Oh, is it not finished?
Not
all right.
Finished.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm giving my attention to the listeners. So we had a telehealth going through all of that. And yes, it would
through
appear,
the results.
Yeah, which like, you know, I was like had to have half a Valium before the phone. Like when the phone rang, I hit the roof. Everything's all right, except that I've got like a golf ball size fibroid in my uterus that needs to come out.
What is a fibroid? I've had lots of friends who've had fibroids and I have never had one.
It's like a tumour.
Yes, it's okay. So it's like a non-cancerous tumor,
and it just
and
sits
they
there.
Keep growing, don't they?
They can
grow
very big, and yes. You can get lots of them.
I had a friend. I made a friend in hospital when I was pregnant with Oscar, and we were both in hospital on bed rest. And she had a fibroid on one
to
of
be
her
on bed rest.
I know. And I was on bed rest over like it was over summer. You know, it was like in just it was just the bed. I mean, it was still in the old hospital, like the old Royal North Shore Maternity, but it was still inside and not outside.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she had fibroid on one of her ovaries that was growing with the baby. So as the baby grew, the fibroid grew.
And you can't do too much about that with the baby on board.
No.
So fibroid, yeah. So now I have got to dance the merry path of trying to get to see a gynecologist, which apparently is quite a big, long waiting list.
Ah, you can't get in to see...
Oh, I throw money at the problem. I will. You know me.
And what are that? What do they do? They're just going to, I don't know, burn it off or
get
something?
It out.
Do you have to, is it surgery or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and then they're going to like get do all an ablation. Of that lining out so I can stop having my horrendous period every 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, I reckon you've had it more than that. You seem to get 3 periods to my 1. It's and then yours is like and yours is like a scene out of Carrie.
Yeah, so. And I really must stop talking about it as much.
No, I think just like I talk about hemorrhoids, you should be talking about flooding periods.
Okay, fatigue.
Fatigue.
Fatigue. This is just the hangover from the glandular fever.
Yes. So because you're feeling so much better, so you're doing more.
And I'm
you
doing
still
more, and then
should not be doing
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I am feeling so much better. So I'm like, yes, this, and then I go, nope. My body goes, no, can't open your eyes. And food.
Are we on the tooth?
Oh, we are on the tooth. We have been put in a very good paddock this week, Kim. Kim, tell the listeners what happened when you walked in the door today.
So I arrived and really thought I would be received with showering love and affection, which I was, but not to the scale because I did arrive with the fennel and onion focaccia that my local bakery makes that I brought just like they sell there in a big long, you know, slab and so you can get a half or a whole and I just got a half last time and brought that over for the Woogsies and then ever since then every time I turn up they're like, did you bring the focaccia? And then when I met
okay, it's onion and fennel people. Yeah. It is and the bread is fluffy and light.
Yes.
then it just bursts with little bits of
Yeah. And then when we were over the other week and the senior woogs were here, they were both like, oh, did you bring any of that focaccia? So I was like, right. But I walked in to a house that had just found a new...
No, not new.
No, it's not new, but it was new to you, the Lebanese restaurant, the
Last night.
Yeah.
Yes, no, it's called Tarbouche and it's on the corner for the locals in Crow's Nest. It's on the corner of Alexander and Burlington Street and it was sensational.
Well, yeah, so there were bits from there that were just... Oh my God. And I literally walked through the door and Kate was pretty much shoving something down my throat. It was delicious.
That was a kibbe from Sonia's International Hot Nut Bar on Willoughby Road in Willoughby. So because we'd popped in there today.
So I need to go to Sonia's Hot Nuts because then you had some of her hummus and baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush.
And the kibbe and these olives that are just... I mean, they're straight off the boat from Greece, aren't they?
No, she sells 6 tubs of them a week.
Yeah.
She goes, don't buy them at the grocery shop because they just buy the cheapest ones.
Of course they do.
They're about the size of like, I don't know.
They're as big as your sort of on a small child.
On a small child.
Yeah. They're toddler's gonad. Why did that just is a phrase that should never have come out of my mouth?
No, that's not good, Kim. That's not good. So that was my week.
Yeah, I had a huge professional win at work. Like just, you know, when you just you nail something and people notice and it's just, it's been really, I've had a kicking week.
It's unreal because at this time of year, everyone's just going, nah.
Yeah.
Like I went out to dinner last night with a friend of mine who's a school teacher who finished.
Oh, she wanted, how is she? Was she just dragging her knuckles along the ground? I don't pity. My respect for teachers never gets higher than at this time of year.
Hmm. She works at a private school and she got good, like, Christmas presents.
Of course. Well, look, seriously, if you're going to deal with pretentious little private school twats all year, you better be getting a fucking good present at the end of it. That's why I'd do it, is because you'd get good. I'd also make sure they all knew when my birthday was. I'd be bleeding that baby for as long as I could. Anyway.
And also.
Did she say some of the things she got?
Yes.
How many scented candles did she get?
None. None.
Okay, jog it in, private school parents. Yeah, you did well.
No, did well. Did very well. And, of course, Ubercate was at dinner and she's working 8 days a week at the moment.
I can imagine that for her, and this is, you know, that there are not enough hours in the day.
Oh.
Not enough hours in the day.
Yeah, and she doesn't even seem that cranky about it.
Oh, my God.
She's a pretty positive person.
She's
though.
Very positive.
I do put up with her because she's lovely. And she is one of my most gorgeous and generous friends. But, she had a few gin and tonics and that seemed to loosen her up a bit.
She seemed to let the hair down.
Yeah, so it was good. So we've covered off our week. What's on your list?
You sent me something yesterday. You sent me a link to something.
Say it, I don't care.
My alma mater.
Which means her old school.
I am a product. Ex-student of Pymble Ladies College. And I did love my time there. And I made beautiful friends there. One of which I'm still in very regular contact with. No, I really did. I had a great time there. And I think it was back in the day, we had a principal for the majority of our time there who really drove home the notion of, this is privilege and you should know that how privileged you are to be here.
That's so good.
And do not abuse that and you use that for good. You right? That was her mindset. I don't think that mindset exists within private schools anymore.
No.
Anyway, I was not aware that my alma mater actually had an Instagram account. So Wooks made me aware of that yesterday.
I made you aware of it a few weeks ago when I stumbled upon one of their their assemblies, like introducing who was the ducks of the school and all that stuff. And I watched it and I cried and I'm thinking, I don't even go to this school. I don't know anyone that goes. But it was so moving.
Well, I remember when that was happening and I was like, where was she watching that?
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram.
I've got to get off that fucking phone.
Anyway, so she, she sent me a link. And basically, the school has created a gift guide. people a gift guide. And it's not just any gift guide. It's the Christmas gift guide. Gifts to build your daughter's mind, body and spirit. And then there's a picture of this awesome chick, like an awesome girl. And she's in like some sort of denim dungaree cross pantsuit thing. That's weird. But under her arm is like a space helmet, right? So I actually love the image of the girl. I think she looks awesome. It's just the rest of it that makes me want to punch on. Finding the right present for our children can be difficult, especially when it comes to inspiring, teaching and entertaining them. So many gifts involve screens, and while we love developing our students' digital intelligence, we also know how important it is to switch off. That's why we've handpicked a few recommendations to help build our girls' whole self. View our Christmas gift guide to help build your child's mind, body and spirit.
And the thing about it is all they want is a six-pack of guava cruises and a vape. That's all they want. Maybe a voucher for Sephora.
Oh, God, that's so true.
That's all they want. Look, I've got to say something. This particular school has had a really rough trot.
Yeah, they had
they've
had a really tough year. But this, to me, okay, let's pretend it doesn't need to be PLC. Just put in the name of any high school, any private high school that is doing this,
yeah.
Right? It is so disconnected from reality.
Oh, no, it's absolutely ridiculously mortifying. If you don't know your child or your teenager... And you went shopping from this list and you turned up with these things, that would fucking put them in their vape and smoke them.
The thing that gets me about this, right, is then you actually click through to the list, because don't you worry, dear listeners, I clicked through to the list. Handpicked. So many gifts involve screens, digital intelligence, face-to-face interaction, hands-on, unstructured play and the use of fine motor skills are still key when it comes to her holistic development. Anyway, the presents, can I just say, the gifts that they recommend, they're fucked. Like, I'm just like, there's no, I don't know a girl. Actually, no, that's not true. But emotional intelligence, here's their suggestions. And then what they do is they give suggestions, and underneath they've got a scale for whether it helps their spirit, body or mind.
Okay, you can follow this. It's called Pimble LC. That's their Instagram handle.
You can do a circus workshop. That's very good for the body. But also, you know, probably 50% for the mind. And for the spirit, it's like 75%, because, you know, nothing like a circus workshop, flying through the air to really fucking find your spirit. Feelings in a flash, Just Dance, that's a digital thing, so that's interesting. Anyway, look, I'm not going, you know when they talk about when you don't read the room?
Yeah.
Like you don't.
Yeah.
And I just think about this year and what it has been for so many people, and... I really actually can't articulate what it is that...
It hasn't actually gone down that well by looking at the results.
What? No, someone said that they're so happy.
Someone said inspirational, makes me want to be a Pimble girl, and I'm so glad my daughter is one. So some people might get something out of it, I suppose.
I'm just like, God.
Do you want to know what's on my list?
Oh, and the other thing that's on my list, a cyclist during peak hour. Listen, I know that's very contentious.
Oh,
I know.
Really? You want to go there?
Yeah, I'm going there.
I wrote an article about it for the Hooper once, and didn't I get hate? Fucking hell.
The road's just not there to share. Not in peak hour, in Sydney. It's just not. You're one person on a bike and you can hold up a line of traffic that is taking hundreds if you're in, like, because you're
this
in a bus
Kim's
lane.
This is Kim's opinion, not Mrs. Woog's. This is Kim's opinion.
And you know what I just want to do? I want to wind down the window at all those mammals because that's what they are. They're middle-aged men in Lycra. No, you never see a chick on it. And if you do see a chick, she's fucking going like the wind, not these lardy 50-year-olds who are just trying to recapture their youth.
Whose cardiologists have said.
And it's just like, I feel like winding down the window and yelling at them what Rob mutters under his breath, which is, you're still going to die. Fucking get off the road. God, if you want to cycle into work and you don't live somewhere where there are really designated bike lanes, like if you're coming from the eastern suburbs, you can pretty much get to the north side and be in a bike lane. But if you're coming from the northern beaches, there's not enough lanes for the cars, let alone the, like, anyway. And so I'm really sorry. Look, I am sorry because I know it's ill-educated and I know it's short-sighted and I know we should all be endorsing people getting out of cars and off, you know, and do it. Just leave home at 5.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to do it, just don't be doing it at like 7 o'clock in the fucking morning. You get in a bus, you're in a bus, it's got like 120 people on it, and you get held up by one middle-aged man trying to reclaim his youth. And it's just like, get off the road.
I'm starting to see your point.
It just.
Except for the good people of the cycle world out there, I'd still love you. Mm. Kim doesn't.
No, I don't. On
my list.
Yes.
Is on the list. Can we just press pause for one moment, please?
Oh, sure.
Okay, sorry, there will be breaks today. On the list is something I wrote about this week. Uh-huh. On the list is getting on the list. Have you noticed recently you've had more and more spammy sort of unwarranted unsubscribed sign-ups?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A few weeks ago, I went out, maybe 2 months ago, Wendy and I went out to lunch.
Yes.
And
I recall that lunch.
Yes, it was very nice. But Wendy refused to scan the code, the QT code thing because, and she's sort of mid-60s and very clever and stuck in her ways. And she was challenging the maitre d' and the maitre d' said, if you don't sign in, you can't come in. And I'm like, just fucking sign in because I really wanted to have these prawns. Yeah. So eventually she did sign in. And then I didn't look at my inbox for ages because I had like that glandular fever where I thought I was going to top myself.
Did you have glandular fever?
Not glandular fever. Yes.
Yeah, glandular fever.
Yeah.
Well.
Glandular fever.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I had.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I thought I was like had depression. Turns out I had glandular fever with a little depression chaser.
Yeah.
So I didn't really look at my inbox. And then I opened it and holy dooly, I think – these companies are selling our details to direct marketing companies.
They only can do that if you are forgetting to tick the box that says I do not want marketing materials or promotions.
Well, obviously, it hadn't been ticking any of those boxes. No.
So, yeah, they're not legally actually not allowed to, to do that. So you have to tick the box saying, no, I don't want you to send me anything from any of these people.
But now, like, so I go through and I unsubscribe. Deck Juba, who I signed up to, they were going mental. They were sending me one or two a day. And I was like, too much.
What?
On my list. Too much.
Too much. Yeah. No, I just, it is quite ludicrous. And don't you think one of the things I thought this year about that was hilarious was just how they all suddenly were emailing you with their COVID policies and we're just all like,
I don't fucking care.
None of us are leaving the house. Like, what the fuck? Like, piss off. Mm. Like, hey, isn't it exciting? Now you can stand up and have a drink in a bar.
I know. And you can dance at a wedding as long as there's only like 17 people there or something.
No, there's no limits on weddings and there's no limits on funerals. And you're allowed to dance
for...
So
I was really worried. Open. I was really concerned if I did die during COVID, because
that people wouldn't be able to dance on your grave.
Yeah, but my whole idea of the party with the firework going up wasn't going to come to fruition.
The party with the firework.
And Kim and I sadly lost a friend during COVID to cancer, and we had to watch the funeral.
That was A very surreal experience.
I watched the funeral on, you know, online because they could only have a certain amount of people there, and it was just so heartbreaking.
Mm.
Look.
I know. Our age, young children, just really sad. Interesting work fact for you this
week.
Yes,
please.
Singapore has been the first country in the world to approve cell cultured meat.
Now, what is cell cultured meat?
Cell cultured meat is also known as cultivated meat. It's also known as cultured meat, and it's also known as clean meat. And what it does is it uses cultured animal cells to create a meat food product, a realistic meat food product. So you're eating chicken, but a chicken hasn't had to be killed for it. So it's made from the cells of a chicken.
Gross.
Not really. It's really, it's going to become part of our food landscape.
Well, not before my time, I hope. Hang on, just explain it to me again.
So
they grow chicken cells
in
a petri dish and then turn it into a nugget.
Well, this company called Eat Just, that's the first product that's actually going to be
nuggets.
Sold in Singapore.
Nuggets.
Is a nugget. Oh, they cost like $50.
Frankenfood gets even freakier. $50. For a nugget.
For a nugget.
That seems sustainable.
So the thing that you should...
Are we kowtowing to these vegans again?
This is all actually about developing and finding a food production system that we can maintain for the world population. So this company started off with an egg product, like an egg-like product that and it takes 84% less of the arable land that you would normally need for egg production. It uses 94% less potable water. It uses I think 94% less CO2 producing.
We're a science podcast.
Yep, we are. And so this is the first one, and there's an Australian company who's also doing cell cultured meat or cultivated meat, and he was saying, Tim Noakes-Smith, his company's called Vow. And he was saying that this approval process, so Singapore government's the first one to say that it meets the food safety standards and it's safe for human consumption. And that's just basically regarded as a game changer. Because, of course, one of the challenges when these new manufacturing or new processing things come into play is they're really expensive because, you haven't scaled it up yet. You're trying to – and you need someone to be first, and then you can start to get them invested.
So bored now.
No, it's so interesting.
It's not.
Anyway.
It's really not. It was interesting up until the chicken nugget part.
So the thing is that how they make it is...
No, no one wants you to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, they do.
No, they...
So it's
can
made
I
of
see
about...
a show of hands, please?
20%.
Just fast forward. I'll give her one more minute. Go.
No, I'm going to need longer.
Well, you can save that for your own Instagram rant. There you go.
It's the company. But the reason Singapore's doing it is it imports 90% of its food.
Yeah.
And so... In last year, it set up the 30 by 30 goal, and it's aiming to make it the country 30% self-sufficient by 2030 through new food production technologies. So it's through cultured meat, vertical farming and aquaculture. So it's really, really interesting. And there is, of course, huge public opinion and public attitude issues around it. When you actually start to look at the fact that you can be eating beef or chicken and you haven't actually had to have killed a cow or killed a chicken to eat it, that's pretty...
I know what you're saying.
And that it's...
But you've just said enough of it now.
And that it's not...
I think it's time.
You know, taking up the land and the water.
Final statements, please.
Okay. I'm tired.
I want to talk to you about a new and fun group I've joined on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Multi Shih Tzu Owners Australia.
Oh, you have not. Stop it.
Which brings me to a point. I'm obsessed with it because Multi Shih Tzus are the cutest things ever. Kim sent me a rescue dog.
Oh, yeah.
A picture of a rescue dog called
Miso.
Which brings me to the fact that the pounds right now are overflowing with 7 and 8 month old puppies, right?
Mm.
Because at the beginning of March, everyone wanted a puppy,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yep.
And now they're all getting rehomed and it makes me so cross. Kim, thoughts?
I don't care.
You made me care about the meat.
I know. You didn't care about the meat.
I did for a little bit.
Yeah, I cared about miso last week. You ranted at me about this during the week. It's really shitty. It's really shitty. People are shitty.
And because I'm lazy, I was thinking, oh, I could do a big story on this, but then I'm not, you know.
No, you can just shoot your mouth off about now for a couple of minutes and
two of friends, who I'll just drop some names here, Jessica Rowe and Melissa Hoyer, both got ISO puppies.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to Melissa, who's chief of head writer for that. Sorry, Melissa. Rubbishnews.com.au.
Yeah.
And so I said, you should write about this. So I think she's going to write about this.
Oh, is she?
Don't turn your nose up at that.
It's the Villa Maria. I've never been a fan.
What do you think of Jackie's new sweater vest?
I'm very happy with the sweater vest. I'm really happy with the pant as well.
Are they mine?
I'm just having a look at this whole outfit.
My son.
He's got a wide leg.
Can I just put that off on Instagram?
He's got a wide leg denim jean on that's almost like quite fitted around the waist and the butt, and then it flares. They're not flares, but they're a wide leg.
They're
slightly flared. And then he's got a sweater vest, which is an Argyle sweater vest, and he's just rocking it.
Turn around.
Just rocking it. Ugh.
Cute.
Cute.
Okay, we can go.
Right.
No, everybody's had a sip of that, mate. I wouldn't have a sip of that Diet Coke on
There's
my...
like a communal DC in the...
No, you can have a sip on it, but I'm just saying I've had glandular fever and look, some of the teenage boys who are here have also had sips on that, so...
Oh, God.
Anyway.
It's the petri dish of
It's disgusting.
Northern Sydney.
And isn't it ironic that in a time where...
Everyone is so
bloody hygienic and wearing scarves...
Make sure you disinfect your hands.
Oh, I come down with glandular fever.
And everyone...
It's the look of the Irish, it is. The look of the Irish.
I've got a... Okay, so you're basically delegating other prominent media people to write about it.
Yeah, so have doing
got,
it myself.
Have you got Wendy ranting about it yet?
No, because she just doesn't really like animals in general unless they're natives. She hates cats and dogs because they kill native animals.
Yeah. I've got a new favourite.
She does love chooks, though.
Yeah, she does have chooks, doesn't she? Yeah. Little velociraptors. They're really, chickens are like newborn babies and puppies.
Very unpredictable.
No, that you can just watch them for hours.
Oh, I'd love to have
you
a chook.
Just watch them.
But they shit everywhere.
Oh, they shit everywhere and they decimate your garden.
Yeah. We've got enough brush turkeys around here.
Oh, just got a little bit cooler and the rain started. That was quite nice.
Oh, compared to last weekend, Kimmy.
I complain about the heat. I've got a new favourite this week.
Oh,
Tim Mitchin's got a new album out. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Love it. So that's it. I'm not going into it because I know how you roll your eyes and would fall off your chair if I started talking about music after we've just talked about cell-based meat. The new Tim Mitchin album is just beautiful. There's songs on there that make me cry and other songs that make me laugh. It's got everything.
I've got something too.
Yes.
I'm just trying to find it. So,
do you know what?
Yes. On Netflix, yes. If you have it, everybody does.
Yes.
There's a show called Hillbilly Elegy.
Oh, careful where you tread with this.
Hillbilly Elegy, which is a movie with a fantastic cast that was adapted from a book from a true story.
Yes.
And I do know that there are a lot of people talking about poverty.
Porn?
Mm. I didn't find it to be that. I just thought it was a really, really well acted, good story.
If I can suggest, if people are looking for it, then I think there was an article, I think it was in the New York Times by a guy that actually grew up in that region, and just how he talks about it and that just like the landscape and just like the industry have been these sort of poster children for various things, now the people are. And it was really, Rob read me parts of it. I haven't read all of it. So, Yeah, so that's just another interesting take on it. I think you can watch something like that and appreciate what you're saying, yeah. But then no, I think it's always...
Like Glenn Close.
Right.
Like...
But then I think it's really interesting brilliant. Then... I think that it's really interesting to then watch it also with that in mind in terms of people that have lived and...
Living that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, sensitive topics are always going yes. to create.
And I love that you're watching that and I'm totally here for Big Mouth Season 4.
When's it on?
It's now.
No,
it launched
joking.
Last night. It launched last night.
You're kidding
Grover
me.
And I watched two episodes last night. We watched two episodes this morning. Let me just say...
Okay, look, for those who don't know, Big Mouth is on Netflix and it's series 4. And if you've got teenage kids, you have to watch it. It is the most... It's a cartoon.
It's just...
It is the most it's just inappropriate, the funniest. And they've got a new character this season called something the Anxiety Mosquito.
The Anxiety Mosquito and oh, sweet yeah. Jesus.
Oh, we have to wrap this up because I need to go and watch it.
Jessie gets they're on school camp. Jessie gets her period, and Kristen Wiig is the voice of her vagina. It's just I can't.
It is the best thing.
The tampons.
Just go watch it. Big Mouth on Netflix. Big start mouth. At the first
you've
one.
You've got to start at the. You've got to start at the beginning. But
and fuck. Like all my kids have already watched it.
The hormone monsters.
The hormone Horace. The hormone monster.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, God.
We actually, we ran out of power. there's no good way, easy way.
And then we had to send menfolk up to the Coles to get some batteries and we're back. And
we're back.
Going to talk. Oh, hang on.
There's just one more thing I wanted to add that how was my week?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that really made my week was the, there were two things and it was both were on our Facebook page.
Oh, my God. I know what you're going to say.
And one was the ongoing poll and discussion around hemorrhoids. So good. And the other one was your shout out for, you know, we'll do a year in review and, you know, what were your favourite highlights. And can I – fuck, we're funny.
I didn't remember half of them.
No.
Make haste, young man. I was like, that was the time that you shat your pants in the kitchen, remember? Yeah. Whore pillow.
What was that about? I forgot about the whore pillow. Wait, remember getting a satin pillow slip and talking about how it's good for your hair and your face and stuff? And I was like, well, you can just get your whore pillow. And, you know, oh, my God.
The cutlets always come up.
The cutlets.
They were fun.
I'm having ill feelings about your son's dentist, but he's going to have his hands in your mouth.
He's going to be in your mouth.
He's going to be in your child's mouth.
If we've got time, we might come back and have a look at a couple of those.
So those two things just, oh, my God, they pepped me up.
You need to
all
be
week.
In the Facebook group. Honestly, it's where it's at.
It's where it's at. And then if you're just a cunt, then we kick you out. So it actually is a good group.
Yeah, it is a good group. We yeah. don't allow.
We just don't take. We just don't suffer fools or idiots or yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
do you want me to take it this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more thing.
Yes.
The hot flush glitter joystick.
I love the hot flush. Can you tell the story?
So Works and I have a very long history of basically
good
playing
cop, bad cop.
Of playing tip with each other. So one week I'll be down, she'll be up. The next week she'll be down, I'll be up. And then one of us will get sick and then the other one's fine and so on and so forth. And so we decided that we were going to throw the depression sads stick.
No, it was called a baton.
The baton. Because we just pass each other the
baton, like
the relay,
come over and I
the
go,
relay
right.
of sads.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
So, so we literally, Rob was driving me home, and I almost drove us off the road
because I said to her on the way home,
flung the metaphorical, mythical baton across Rob, who was driving, and out the window into
Narrabeen Lakes.
And so, one of our awesome listeners was like, "That's right, I have thrown out the baton as well, and instead, I have the hot flush." Glitter stick of joy. And it's just like, that's it. The hot flush glitter stick of joy. Or the glitter joystick. I don't care. Both of them work.
And I just think that everyone needs to go and find that.
Yep.
And put it in their handbag.
Yep.
And so when you are feeling like you might have been past the baton of sads.
Yes.
You can shake your glow stick.
Shake.
We are getting more and more insane.
More and more.
More and more. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be in charge this week.
Sure.
Justine says, not my grapes, which I think is a referral to the hemorrhoids discussion.
Yes. Oh, so she's not going to tell us about her grapes. Mm. Oh, that's disappointing.
Kirsten, my husband just ordered a massive skip for next week. Right now, I think he's the sexiest man alive. I love having a skip. I love having a skip. When we moved into our old house at Linfield,
yeah,
we had to pull the kitchen out and do a like. We just had like three skips in a row. No, I can't pause it. I'm not. I know, it's insufferable.
I know.
I can't work in these conditions. yeah, and we used to fill that skip and it was so, so satisfying. So I get it.
Yeah. Oh, so I see. That's where Danny G was saying that we need the song. Danny, we did have a song and we did that for a few episodes. We had it at the beginning and I'd splice it in and it just took time and energy and it was just hard. Yeah.
I was doing the questions this week.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I know. God, I just...
Okay, Donna, bullying, cyber in real life. Those who do it and facilitate their children to do it. We are experiencing very skilled, subtle bullying. That makes me rage. Towards a friend's daughter, the mental health effects are scary. Getting off social media isn't the answer. What is your experience and advice, please? Well, I have a bully. Oh, no, I have a troll. His name's Frank Pritchard. And he's become a little friend to me. But I just... The teenagers now, I think you can only lead by example. If I ever found out, and I'm sure it might have happened in the past... But that is, to me, a deal breaker. If my kids were bullying somebody,
yeah,
that would literally break my heart. But there's a lot of bullying that goes on with adults.
I think one of the things I find so the thing I find so insidious with it is what this listener,
Donna
is saying is that it's very... It can be really subtle and really...
sharp.
Yeah, and just trying to come back from that, like trying, is so hard. And it can be done in a way that then you start second-guessing yourself.
Yep.
And that whole like, oh, maybe it's just, maybe it was me and maybe...
Well, you know, in the last 12 years, you and I have had quite a public profile in terms of writing. And we've both experienced certain things over the years.
Yeah.
And you do get tough. You do get tougher. But it does make you question yourself. Like, remember the green boots?
Yeah. And it's that stuff that you just...
I always think getting...
And I sort of looked up, like when I was telling you about the assault that happened to one of Jasper's friends and I was trying to find some resources and stuff and... You know, so much of it was just pointless.
Yeah, I know.
Like just walk away or just find other friends or just, you know, and it's like that's not what and also it's the stuff about why is the victim the one trying to that has to find the solution?
I know. My friend, Neroli.
Yes.
And I was speaking about this the other day. And she was bullied because she is Italian. And that was back in the time that everyone was blonde and white and eating their Vegemite sandwiches. And
and she'd have salami and something else.
She was this
and
huge, big Italian, very tall. And she got bullied a lot in high school. And one day a girl lit a match and put it out on her arm. And Nearly turned around and flogged her. Broke her arm. She punched that girl's arm so badly. And, of course, the girl couldn't tell anyone what had happened because
she'd assaulted
someone first. So there is a bit like – it's about resilience. It's not an easy one to fix into a few minutes of conversation. But just keep everything you can. Keep an eye on it. Keep them talking. You know, life's always going to have difficult people in it.
Oh, there goes Mr. Woog. Mr. Woog is hanging out with the Wookiee today.
Oscar, they've been down. They've gone for a drive.
They went for a drive.
They've
washed the motorbike.
Washed the motorbike. Now they're having a beer together.
Now they're having a beer. I think they're going to watch the cricket.
Oh, they're so cute. He's a good boy, that man of mine.
He really is, yes.
Okay, so sorry I didn't address that very well, Donna. There's a lot of information, and also Kids Helpline is fantastic.
Yeah, Christine... yeah, Christine makes a good comment. And I really do think that there's a lot to be said about getting some... actually having, like, getting them a counsellor.
Oh, yeah. And you need tools in your box, mate.
Tools in your box.
Because they're lifetime tools.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile... Oh, sorry, you're doing it.
Tools to cope with work Christmas parties when you have discovered during COVID you have social anxiety and hate small talk. Okay, I thought about this a lot today.
Yes.
Okay, well, these don't go. Mm. But how's that going to help? How's that helping your social anxiety? You're allowing it to win.
Okay.
Now, my other one is that you go an hour late. Right? So everyone's already there. Everyone's already had a couple of drinks. Everyone's always a bit relaxed. And then you neck just a small vodka as you enter.
Yeah.
No, just before you enter.
Yeah.
And take some deep breaths.
Yeah.
Because they're not all waiting for you to get there.
No.
To have conversations with you.
No.
You're also got to be there because it's an obligation.
Yes.
So you can either not go and let your social anxiety win or arrive late, have a little bit of confidence cordial. And if you don't like it, leave.
Yeah. And also, it is actually worth staring down the social anxiety. Mm. And instead of actually going, oh, I just don't want to small talk, actually break it down and go, okay, so what actually is... What's the thing? Is it the first when you arrive and there's not that many of you?
Never arrive.
Right, and then you've just got to make that little... Right, so don't... Exactly, arrive an hour late, half an hour late. It doesn't like...
No, at least an hour late.
And then is it just like, oh, and then I have to... what? Just chunk it down, take the monster out of it.
I remember once I went to Alan and Unwin Christmas party and it was the year that my book was bought out and it was a Christmas party and I thought... I don't know a single soul apart from my publisher and my editor. I don't know. And there were some big names at this party, right? You know, some big fucking writers.
Yeah.
I arrived an hour late. I didn't know a soul.
Did you have a confidence cordial?
Had a confidence cordial. And I walked up to a group of people and said, hi, I'm Kate. I have my first book out this year and I don't know anyone at this party. So do you mind if I just hang with you for a bit? And I end up talking to Australia's most prolific fishing author.
Well, there you go.
And, you know, just...
Lovely human, no doubt.
Lovely, bit boring, but just taking those deep breaths and confronting it.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as what you're making out of your head. Oh, no.
And you've got to play it through to the very end. So what is the thing that you're most dreading? And then play it out. So what's the most awful thing? Oh, having to make small talk. And what about that? What small talk? And then, well, if I've got to sort of try and make... Right, so have... five things.
Yeah.
Or have three things that you're going to talk about. Did you hear about blah that happened today in the news? Did you know blah, have a little fact about something that has just happened in the world? And so you take it out.
Or take the piss out of yourself, which is what I like to do.
Yes, but not everyone is as talented as you and I at the self-deprecation.
No, but it is something. I have had to walk into a room where I've known no one and it is tough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But... You can, the part of the whole anxiety thing is just that it's just this unknown.
Yeah.
And you just have to – you've got to just take the unknown out.
Yeah.
I remember I had a friend who reached a point where she was so scared about losing one of her kids in a public place or that one of her kids getting snatched that she was literally just not taking them anywhere.
Yeah.
And so we chunked it down and we did – and so we had these things. She'd take a photo of her in what she was wearing because one of the things was, what if I can't remember what clothes she had on? You know, and she was like, I don't know how tall she is. I don't know how much she weighs. And it was like, so, like, she just had
fuck
this thing
our
on
brains,
her phone.
Honestly.
Oh, I know.
We're really. And it's remuneration. What's that? Thinking about things too much.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Patty, not really sharing, but in need of help. Work is crazy at the moment. I've had to give up my Fridays. We've just lost our dog of 14 years. Have two gatherings coming up with a toxic relative. And a son and daughter-in-law moving to the States in January and I'm not coping. I'm crying all the time and how do I get through this?
Oh, I really like what Sharon says. Mentally cut your day into chunks. Concentrate on one bit at a time and try not to look too far ahead. That's such a great – I talk about chunking down time all the time.
This Sharon chick, you know who you are. Very wise.
Yes.
She always has very good advice.
And then she says, set yourself little rewards, even if it's a bath or an episode of your current favourite podcast, and have that big cry. Sharon, you say it better than what words than I could ever.
We're just going to leave that one
with you.
That's
really good.
And everyone is also talking about you, your love. I'm just skipping through because we've got to finish up soon. I love this one. Leanne. I'm starting to get excited about life this month. My stepson moves in on the 15th. My in-laws will be here for Christmas, fingers crossed. And so even though there's a lot to do to get ready for Christmas, I'm looking forward to next year and moving forward. Leanne, whatever you're on, I need to be on that. What is your magic pill? It's so nice to read a really someone who's obviously coming through the other side. And we're all going to start coming through. I swear to God, if someone walks through that back door, I will take to them with a knife.
Oh, wow. That escalated quickly. Someone's just walking through the back door with a knife. Oh, not with a knife. They don't have a knife.
No, he's about to have a knife.
Wordsy and I would be screaming if that was the case. Who is it?
Big Finn.
Hey, straight through. We're recording and we've had everyone interrupt us. Okay.
Aww.
Oh, he's beautiful.
He's beautiful. You just kicked him out.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
my daughter, Leanne, my daughter moves into her own apartment on Tuesday. I'm so incredibly proud of her, but I'm going to miss her like crazy. It's been me and my twin daughters for 23 years, and I can't imagine the house without her.
Oh.
It's like when they started school, stay delightfully happy until they get in, then sob my eyes out.
Oh. Wow.
Do you know what I'm going to do when my boys eventually move out in 85 years' time?
Yeah.
I'm downsizing to like a two-bedroom unit. And there's no way that anyone can stay. Because you know, like, this is basically a DOS house.
Yes.
No one's coming to stay. And, you know,
even
I said to you.
Room for the grandkids to come and stay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, three bedrooms.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't said to one of the Harrys, because they're all named Harry, I said, were you here this morning? Like, I just,
yes.
I can't keep track.
No. No. Well, all of Jasper's crew actually stayed. They had did a sleepover at one of the other boys' houses last night.
Good.
And I was just like, oh, wow, that was okay. I mean, I just love it, but then it's actually really nice when the house is quiet and you don't need to rebuild it.
I know. But why are they always here?
Yeah, you need to do what I did, and which I did off your inspiration, and form the WhatsApp group of all the mums.
Yeah.
And then all the mums go, thank you so much. Right, it's my turn next.
Yeah, but they just don't.
No.
I think it's because I live on a train line.
Ah, train line.
Mm. Anyway, cracking on. Oh, bloody Debbie Jenkins.
Debbie Jenkins.
We love you.
I'm spending – oh.
So she's spending the night in the city tonight.
Debbie
Dinner
Jenkins.
With friends, getting ready in my own hotel suite. Yes, suite. Then sleeping on my own in my own room, surrounded by myself. Now this girl knows how to do life well. She's a friend of mine.
She's a beautiful.
She's a beautiful human.
So what? Like, and then what was she doing?
She's going out to dinner with some friends, but she decided to stay in town in a suite.
She's the first person who showed me kindness when I moved to Linfield. Yeah.
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 She'll always be in my life. I love her.
Yeah, she's good people. How great is that? So Rob and I – we talked about that earlier in the week when we went to Canberra and just stayed in our little
– Okay, Kylie, whatever happened to manners? People just respecting other people, no matter our differences. Like our grandmothers taught us, when did it become okay to abuse total strangers? Self-righteous toxicity.
Oh, that sounds like me bitching about the PLC. Sounds like me – just bad-mouthing the PLC gift guide.
I think because we've got too much on, we've lost patience.
Yeah.
We don't wait for things anymore. Everything's too much at our fingertips. So when you are sort of forced to delay or someone's walking in a way that annoys you, we don't have the skills that we used to have, where you used to have to sit and wait for the bus without looking at your phone and just ponder.
Mm.
Okay, Charlotte. I would love to hear about what great shortcuts people have used to keep on top of everything. Oh, God. Can you just take over? Because I can't do that.
Charlotte says, I'd love to hear about what great shortcuts people have used to keep on top of everything.
I'm so not on top of anything.
Juggling work, home, kids, meals, cleaning, budgeting and socialising is overwhelming sometimes. I love to bake and eat the results, so I try to spend half a day in the kitchen preparing for the week ahead. But sometimes I'm just not in the mood. What do you all do to make your week easier? I just cut myself some fucking slack.
Yep. I push all the dirty clothes in the corner and throw a towel over it. No, I do. I do my shopping online.
There's a mozzie. Doing things like doing shopping online.
Don't be a fucking martyr. That's the other thing. Lower your expectations in all areas of life.
Yeah.
I actually don't own an iron.
I was did you get it?
No.
I was watching Baby Max today sort of talking about how she couldn't relax until the house was clean. And I can totally appreciate that because I used to be that person. And then I actually had to go, at what cost? Mm. Like, at what cost am I being like this?
Mm. It will get done.
It will get done. Mm. And sometimes, and particularly I'm really feeling for her at the moment because, I mean, she's like Uber Kate, they're just working 500 hours a day. So you have to actually decide what hill you're going to die on.
Yeah.
And I've now worked it out that the only critical things during the week is that on Tuesday night or Wednesday, the white shirts for the boys for Thursday, Friday get washed for school shirts. So in terms of my washing, you know, thing that I used to always just be like, oh my God, I go to the washing.
And I think as soon as you can accept the fact that that job never gets finished, the better.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. It's just
never going to finish.
It's never going to finish. So why are you flogging yourself to get it all done today?
Yeah. Like, what happens if it happens tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or on the weekend?
Yeah. And
delegate.
I am now. And look, I think it does get easier as your kids get older because now I'm quite like, no, we're just having toasted sandwiches for dinner.
Yeah. Well, that's like today. I went out and Jack was in the kitchen. And I said, can you unpack the dishwasher and pack all the dishwasher and unpack all those groceries?
Yeah.
So when you've got little kids, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Much.
So it really is Amber talks about delegating. And look, you know, that's true. And I think with everything, you actually – also the really good thing to do at this time of year is actually just have everything in front of you, like a visual.
Yeah.
So just a hand-drawn, you know, these are the next weeks. This is when everyone finishes. This is when my work Christmas party is. This is when we're seeing this. Because – the minute you take it out of your head, your life improves by 50%.
Yeah.
And so get it out of your head, onto paper, see it, and then everyone can see it.
Yep.
And then you can start to make the call. We're being invited to that, or we have to go to that, or that's happening there. And you can actually start to go, I can't do that.
Yeah. And you don't even need to explain anything.
No. We can't make it. Yeah. Full stop.
And don't go into some – don't tell lies about that shit either.
Like, no, just say you can't do it.
And if your friends know you and love you, they'll accept that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's a good thing. What are you looking forward to this week?
It's my birthday on Tuesday.
You're kidding me. How old?
48.
Yeehaw.
48. Yeah. So it's my birthday. And – all of the boys, Felix has got the night off and we're going to Mexicano's in Narrabeen for dinner, like the six of us, which I'm really looking forward to. And that's this week's highlight.
My highlight was the fact that this weekend wasn't like last weekend because that sucked.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to – I've got an appointment with my shrink. I've got an appointment with my kinesiologist. I'm going to go and do the Christmas shopping one day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it in a day and I've already planned that out, so I've got it all done. I know where to go. I've pre-looked up everything. So, and I'm just going to go at that like a bull at a gate.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to school finishing.
I know. Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the holidays, everyone's like, oh, go fucking go back. But Harry's only got 1 year left.
I know.
And then he's out on his own.
And don't you think it's so different now that they're older and they're on school holidays? And, yeah, there's parts of you just go, for fuck's sake, just, you know.
No, well, but Harry has got a job labouring.
Does he?
Yeah, so he's labouring. He's also working 20 hours over 48 hours at the fruit shop because they always have a little – wait 5 seconds. They always have a little bit of a rush on there.
Yeah.
So, just looking forward to new beginnings, Kim.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it there because we've been inundated again.
I know. We can only keep them at baying at the door for so long.
Okay, well, you have a good week. And as we like to say,
just keep plucking.